This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
That's right, everybody. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. We've got some of the thickest, most delicious, thickest, biggest pieces of meat. Stick it in your mouth at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, downtown Beverly Hills.
All right, and Ted, you're with us, and thank you for joining us, and a Happy New Year to you, pal.
Happy New Year to you, Phil, and to everybody. I just want to invite everybody, of course, to come down to Ted's whenever they can and have a great steak dinner.
Ted, although you also are with the Beverly Hills Automobile Association, an association of men who own what you call HPVs?
High-performance vehicles, that's correct.
What is a high-performance vehicle?
Well, I can tell you, for instance, a high-performance vehicle is an example of that would be a car that I purchased 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, a Vandaan Blanc, which is a Jaguar.
It is a Vandaan?
Vandaan Blanc. It is German, and it is the Jaguar, of course, has a British traditional, but Vandaan Blanc is a German phrase, 370 horse. Absolutely gorgeous, chrome wheels, GPS, navigational system, a very quick and very lovely automobile. And we did purchase this 2 weeks ago. Over the holidays, we had some problems. And this is one of the things I wanted to talk to your audience about. The resale value on a car, I don't lease, I buy. And the resale value on a car can be affected by the new car smell, and I'm sure you know it.
Oh, new car smell is, my wife just bought a car. New car smell is everything. People love that.
Absolutely. I'll tell you how much people love it, Phil. It is said to be worth $3,000 on the resale if it still has that new car smell. I purchased a Vandaan Blanc Jaguar, $85,000 worth of car.
Now, Ted, when you talk about...
Hold on. I want to tell you about the car. $85,000 car. My wife's sister and her son, my nephew, come over for New Year's Day, and we have dinner, and my wife suggests that Beth and her son come out and take a look at the new car. And already I'm beginning to feel that something isn't quite right, because my wife's sister is not exactly a big fan of mine. Now, I'm talking about anybody in your listening audience, Phil, who knows anything about cars. The new car smell, now, this is worth about $3,000, as I said. I don't expect anybody in your audience to know what I'm talking about when I talk about the Jaguar Vandaan Blanc 370 horse.
There may be some people out there that own one. I understand it's an expensive car, right?
It's $85,000. Now, I want you to sit back and think about that. And everybody listening to me, you think about it and ask yourself, just how many more years do you have to work before you can afford a car like that? The nephew gets in my car. I take him for a drive. I should have known better. He's a six-year-old boy, and he's just had dinner. The kid had gas.
He had gas. What, he cut a fart or something?
The kid had gas, yeah. He released gas in the car. That's $3,000 that went flying out the window. Now, before that...
Yeah, but this is a six-year-old boy.
Before you start talking to me about how old he is, I want you to know something. I realize that for it sounds silly, but the sister never liked me. The fact is she was talking to the boy before he got...
Ted, come on.
She was talking to the boy before he got into the car. What I'm talking about, Phil, is purposeful damage to a brand-new car that I believe someone should be held responsible for.
Ted, the kid is 6 years old. What do you mean she was talking? You're telling me that the aunt, this is your sister-in-law, right?
My sister-in-law, my nephew.
What is his name?
I don't know. It's Harold or Alvin. I don't know. I forget his name.
This is your nephew?
Yes.
And you don't know his name?
We are not close to this part of the family, Phil, for a lot of reasons. She never wanted me to marry her sister, etc. I don't want to bore you or the audience with details. The fact of the matter is, I believe this was purposeful damage to a brand spanking new automobile. And what I very respectfully requested from her, that when she got back to her home, she review her finances and we could work something out financially. She is not married. This is a single-parent household. I did issue corporal punishment on this boy. I did.
Did you hit the kid?
Yes, I spanked him. Yeah. And it,
this is not your kid, and you spanked him?
Whoa, Phil.
No, hold on for a minute, Ted. You spank somebody else's kid, you're getting into some trouble here, all right?
This is my nephew, number one, Mr. Henry. And number two, the kid willfully released gas, fart, or whatever you want to call it, into a brand spanking new car. The new car smell is worth $3,000. Now, the fact of the matter is, this is a single-parent home. The boy has no man in his life. He doesn't have proper discipline. And I issued the corporal punishment that I'm sure his father would have had his mother gotten married to a man before she had the boy.
Obviously, there is some bad blood between you and this woman.
You better believe it. And the fact of the matter is, $3,000 goes flying out the window as that kid's fart fills the inside of it. And I can tell you, Phil, because I've owned expensive cars before, when you get rid of that new car smell, especially when a six-year-old boy releases noxious egg-smelling farts.
Look it, man. You don't need to explain or describe, okay? You can.
Well, I've owned expensive cars my entire life. Now, I've told her to review her finances, and we're going to have to work something out.
Well, to get a woman who, this is a single-parent family, to get this woman to cough up $3,000 because her six-year-old boy had an accident.
I'm not buying the accident.
Well, Ted, I'm going to tell you, it verges on paranoid.
No, I'm not. It's not paranoid. She doesn't like me. She whispered something to the kid. She was rubbing his stomach. I know exactly what the...
So she said, get into the car, and when you get into Uncle Ted's car, fart, and that'll destroy the new car smell.
I don't know what she said exactly.
But that was the intent.
I believe she told the boy to do it, yeah.
And then you spanked him.
Yes, I did. Let me tell you something, Phil. This is a single mother family, a single parent family, okay?
And it... Well, there's a lot of women who only have... hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Aren't we going to talk about high-performance vehicles? How did we get into this discussion with him about some kid farting in his car? Now, I know what he means by new car smell. Anybody that's ever owned a new car, you know what that is. I seriously doubt if it's worth $3,000 on the resale. And why would a guy like you, Ted, if I could just ask you, why don't you lease?
I don't like to lease. I like to own. I like to own a car for as long as I like to own it. I like to put whatever kind of interest in terms of mechanical repair or enhancement that I want into the automobile, and then I want to sell it. I'm not looking to make a lot of money, but I am looking to make fair market value. And when you destroy the new car smell...
This was a six-year-old boy who had a gas problem, who cut a fart, or whatever you want to call it, in the car.
If that was all it was, Phil, I wouldn't have a problem. That sister-in-law of mine, who never liked me, didn't want me to marry her sister, and tells her kid to get into my car and make it dirty in Uncle Ted's car, because I know that's what she said.
You know that for a fact.
I can well imagine. She tells the kid, I don't know the boy's name.
This is your nephew. Why don't you know his name?
I told you, Phil, I'm not close to the family. I'm sorry. But when she says to him, you get into Uncle Ted's car, make a naughty.
And that'll make the resale value go down the toilet.
I don't know if she said that or not.
I'm sure she didn't.
I'm going to get my money out of a car that smells like a slaughterhouse. I'm going to get my money out of a car that smells like an outhouse. I don't think so.
Well, asking a single mother to come up with $3,000 on your automobile, okay, because...
Yeah, my automobile, the car that her nephew purposefully destroyed by releasing fart, okay, and ruining the new car smell.
Well, I don't know what a new car... You say it's worth $3,000?
$3,000, new car smell, absolutely. So the upshot is I'm going to turn the car back, and I hope they'll give me another one. It's only got about 1,000 miles on it. There is a lemon law in the state of California which says if you're unhappy with a car, you can get your money back. You can get a new one.
Well, that's not exactly what the lemon law says. You have to bring it back a number of times, okay?
Well, I lost $3,000 on the car. If they don't want to take the car back, then she's got to work off the $3,000 in the restaurant. I've asked her if she'll go to work. I've asked her if she will do something, either taking the kitchen slats out, scrubbing them down, put the boy to work, whatever. But $3,000, just because I happen to be a wealthy man, it's still a lot of money. And the fact of the matter remains that just because you're rich, it doesn't mean people get to take advantage of you.
Boy, do you sound angry over the fact that a little kid farted in your car.
Phil,
just hold on for a minute, okay? Look, I got kids, man. They're farting in my car all the time. I kissed my new car smell goodbye months, years ago. Now, I understand he's got an $85,000 car, but a little boy is going to be a little boy. He wants the mother of that kid to work off the $3,000 that he lost on resale value because the boy farted in his car and destroyed the new car smell. Now, this is a, what is it, Craig? It's a Jaguar Van Den Blah. It's a 370-horse performance package, yada, yada, yada. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Going there and park the car, she could come to the restaurant and work it off.
This.
Hello.
Oh.
What happened to you?
I don't know. My microphone wasn't working. The thing of it is, Ted, is that you are asking a mother, a single mother, to. Is she a professional person?
Right now, she's not. Right now, she's, quote, between jobs. So these are the things that I think are unusual.
What does she do for a living?
She's an actress.
Well, actresses and actors often don't work continuously. They're between jobs.
Point being that that's $3,000 that kid farted right out of my car. And you can make all the jokes you want, and you can think it's as funny as hell, but that is an automobile that sustained damage as the result of some kid sitting down in the bucket seats of my brand-new Van Den Blah 370-horsepower, $85,000 car, lifting up one cheek, letting it fire, and looking at me with a little look on his cute, like, hi, you know, like, isn't he a cute little nephew?
You don't even know the name of the kid, man. I doubt very seriously whether you care at all about that boy. Here is Betty.
Well, maybe I do and maybe I don't.
Here is Betty on the Phil Hendry Show. Betty, go ahead.
You know what? I think that guy's put on. He's a jackass.
I'm a jackass.
Yes, you are.
All right, Betty, you're a jackass. Nice nice talking to you.
Well, are you real proud of yourself, or are you just calling in to let everybody know what you think?
I'm calling in because they wanted me to talk about high-performance vehicles. And, Betty, I don't know whether you know what an $85,000 car is.
Yes, I do.
It's a very expensive car.
I'm sick of hearing you say that, too.
It happens to be an $85,000.
You told us already, man, okay?
That's right. And I'm saying it to press home the point that when that child got into my car and decided that he was going to do a dirty or whatever he wants to call it.
Oh, come on.
You don't know anything about cars. Why don't you get some people on that know
something
about cars?
Oh, yes, I most certainly do.
Do you know what a new car smell is?
Yes, well, I do. I've had a lot of new cars.
No, it doesn't smell like patchouli oil, which is probably what you put on every morning. This is it.
All right, you know, you don't need to go there, okay? You don't need to start insulting people personally.
Well, she doesn't know what a new car smell is.
Oh, come on. How do you know?
Because I doubt very seriously whether you know what it is if you don't know what it's worth.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not, Betty.
Do you think you are the only person who can afford a new car and pay a lot of money?
Of the two of us, yes. Okay?
Well, like I said, I think you're a big jackass.
Betty, you're so used to Depends, you wouldn't know what a fart...
Okay, for crying out loud.
Well, why am I supposed to sit here and talk...
You're supposed to answer the questions and talk to the people about the stuff that they want to talk about. I don't know what anybody's particular agenda may or may not be. Claudia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted
and the
to
fact
talk
that you hit
Ted,
the kid.
And, Ted, are you there?
I'm right here.
I just wanted to say, you know, I have two kids. I drive a $40,000 vehicle, and my kids keep my car clean because I asked them to keep it clean.
Well, that's now, different from an $85,000 high-performance Jaguar.
It's not that big of a difference, okay? I drive
boy.
A very expensive,
yeah,
nice vehicle
yes,
myself.
Yes, it is a big difference.
Listen.
Yeah.
If you have a six-year-old little boy...
$40,000 car. What, do you got an Explorer or something?
No, it's not a Ford, okay?
A little Jeep Cherokee or something?
No, can you let me
finish? Just let her finish, okay?
Listen, you got a six-year-old little boy in the car. I do not believe that he passed gas in your car intentionally.
His mother said... She was whispering to the boy before he got in the car, and the woman doesn't like me, all right?
She probably told him to be good for you.
And whether he did it on purpose... And whether he did it on purpose or not, it $3,000 of new car smell is now farted right out of a brand new $85,000 car.
And you know what else I have to say about your $3,000? You are the problem.
You know what new car smell is worth?
Listen,
look at everybody knows what new car smell is.
I'm the problem with today's society
that
I value.
Because you're going to sue a workless
mom. Did I say I was suing? Did I say I was suing?
Well, you said you're going to make her work it off.
Yes, I am.
What do you want her to do for you?
In my restaurant.
Yeah, in your restaurant.
Hey, two words for you.
What, in the back kitchen?
Hey, Claudia, here's the first thing. Because you drive a car with a cloth interior seats.
No, excuse me.
You don't know what leather.
I have all leather, a sunroof. It is a very expensive car, and it's none of your business.
Is a sunroof something that your brother-in-law cut through the top of it with a chainsaw?
$83,000 for a car. You want to rub it in everybody's face because some kid pooed it in your car. I want to know, when you have to pass gas, do you pull over and get out and fart there and then get back in the car?
I happen to use what's called a bathroom, Claudia, and I don't know whether you
can't help it if you pass gas.
Well, wait a minute.
You're the only person in the world who doesn't pass gas.
This woman asked a very good question. If you've got a fart and you're sitting in your $85,000 car, what do you do?
I use a bathroom.
What if you have to burp? Is it the same thing? And how long
first
ago
of all, Claudia,
do
first
this?
Of all, there
it's
is a product...
Like
there
it's
is
not
a
like he diarrheaed in his pants.
No,
he
but
passed
he,
gas.
There is a product called Beano. What it does is it inhibits the gas.
You don't give Beano to a six-year-old child.
Ma'am,
obviously,
I have,
you must be single and have no children.
Ma'am,
that's
I happen
I
to have
you.
A wife. Yeah, of course. That's one of many stupid things you've said. I happen to have a wife and two sons.
Well,
and you,
you
give Beano to a
six-year-old? And obviously, you're not a very understanding father.
I would tell you this
husband.
Much. I would put a funnel in a kid's mouth and pour six bottles of Beano down his throat.
Oh, if so you'd rather kill your child? Is that what you're trying to say? Because you don't want him to wreck your
can I ask
precious
you a question?
Materialistic
can I
automobile.
Ask you a question? Does it make my wife bad that she willingly and voluntarily takes a Beano before she gets in the car?
Hey, that's your wife. That's not me.
Wait a minute. I got to ask you this question.
What?
Your wife takes a Beano.
As I do, yes.
Well, that's fine.
And the
everybody
whole
can
reason...
take a Beano, but you're talking about a six-year-old little boy who could have had a hot dog for lunch, and it upset his stomach. It's not like he did diarrhea in your car, and the smell is in there for months. And if you think you're going to take your car back to the dealership and get a new one, you're out of your mind, because people are going to laugh at you.
Well, Claudia, you're an expert on a lot of things. You know, you're an expert on new cars. You're an expert on kids farting. Well, you're probably an expert on that because you don't care about the cloth interior Jeep Cherokee that you drive.
I do not drive a Jeep Cherokee. It is a $40,000 leather, all limited vehicle, and it is not a Ford, and it is not a Jeep.
What kind of car is it? Just out of curiosity, what kind of car is it?
It's a Mitsubishi Montero Sport.
But look, if you want to talk real car or rice rocket, we can talk real car, all right?
Well,
not rice
I'm
rocket.
Sorry that I'm not Mr. Rich
wait.
Who wants to
right.
spend $83,000 on a car, put a little fine-tuning it, and sell it for, what, $90,000 or rip somebody else off?
But, hey, rip someone else?
By the way, Jaguar ain't exactly what I call an all-American car. The British made that thing.
It's made by Ford, so don't hand me that crap.
Wait a minute. There is a sticker on my window that says, Beano required before entry. You want to know why?
Yes.
And people think it's a joke. No, people think it's a joke, but it's because
I don't... So
you put
a sticker? You put a little $2 sticker on your vehicle?
You
I mean, how trashy is that? I don't even have stickers on my car.
You got an $85,000 car and you're putting bumper stickers on it?
Yeah,
it's not a bumper
trashy.
Sticker. It is a sticker asking individuals that get into my car to take any gas-inhibiting medication that they've got.
It is
Jesus.
A whole bunch of crap. That's what this story sounds like.
All right, well, that's fine. I did not come on this program to talk about this. Mr. Henry asked me to talk about it.
Talking about the high-performance vehicle. I want to know how fast that can car go.
370 horsepower. I can top 200 miles an hour. I can top 200 miles an hour on the Autobahn.
You're not talking about that. You're talking about a child, a little child.
Why should I talk about a car that I won't own for much longer? Because I got to dump it for about 10 grand less than I bought it for. Because some brat,
I guarantee if you take it to court, that if I was your sister-in-law or whatever she is, I would say, you know what, you can just take me to court over that $3,000 little
I don't think she wants to do that because I can afford a lot more lawyers than she can.
And lawyers will look at you, and you'll go to the judge, and the judge will look at you and say, you know what, you are a fool.
Oh, so in other words, nobody cares about a man's love of a high-performance vehicle?
Look, and no judge is going to want to listen to your
story, Your
story,
say,
okay?
You know what, you're a waste of time.
Do you own a Jaguar? No. Do you own a Jaguar, Mr. Henry? No. I own a Jaguar, 370 horsepower Jaguar. This thing is a high-performance vehicle.
Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And another thing.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry back here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. I'm not even going to get into the whole story about the nephew farting.
Well, Phil, I don't want to be minimized, all right? I think I have a right to express my disappointment in the fact that I lost $3,000.
$3,000 on the new car smell because your nephew farted in the car. What I want to comment on, though, is that you struck this boy.
Phil, I really resent you using the word strike.
Well, did you spank him?
I spanked the boy. Yes, I did. I am the boy's uncle. I am the only male figure in that boy's life. He doesn't have a father because his mother decided she wanted to do the single parent thing, which I don't know whether or not, whether you're aware of it or not. This is what a lot of these women, many of them feminists, they think that men are dispensable. They have their single boy. They have the one kid. They go to a clinic and they have someone pump the seed into them. And the next thing you know, they're knocked up by a test tube instead of a man, and they've got a kid.
But that doesn't give you the right to hit the kid.
He farted in my car.
I don't care. He's not your kid.
I'm his uncle.
You're his uncle.
That is exactly right. That gives me the single mothers allow their boys to rule the household because they're afraid of them. I'm the only male figure. I'll tell you something right now. I looked at that kid, and
you don't even know his name, do you?
You know, Phil.
You don't even know his name, do you?
I forgot.
You forgot your nephew's name.
I looked at that kid and I said, $85,000 car. You think you're going to take $3,000 out of my pocket, shove it up the crack of your rear end, and let gas on it? It's not going to happen. And that's when I paddled him on the rear end. He's 6 years old. I gave him 3 healthy swats on the butt. He didn't bruise, and he's not going to the hospital. Jesus H.
Well.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Katie on the Phil Hendry Show. Katie, go ahead.
You know, I am very concerned about the mentality of you, sir. I have been listening to your program now. I haven't listened to it before.
Are you talking about Mr. Hendry? Are you talking about me?
I am talking to you. You sit here and tell people that you're driving a high-performance car for 80-plus. Okay, that's marvelous.
$85,000.
First of all, you can't even tell us the name of this child.
Right.
Second of all, you cannot even say you like this. No, sir.
Robert,
hold on. We have listened to you complain and moan now for a good long time.
His name is Harold, I think.
Why don't you call
him? Now you have a sister-in-law that you are wanting to punish, ridicule, and publicly humiliate because she's a single mother trying to raise a son. You do not know what that woman said to her son.
First of all, yeah.
Second of all, I am in auto finance, and you telling the entire public that is listening to this that your new car smell is worth $3,000 is a bunch
on
of
a Jaguar Van Damme.
You are wanting free service from a woman you do not like, do not care for, and
no,
want to embarrass
like
her because
that's
she is a single mother.
No, she doesn't like me. That's
care
why
what
she had the
think
boy
about
get in
single
the car.
Mothers. Quite frankly, there are a great deal of us who do one hell of a job.
Where are you calling from, ma'am? Where are you calling from, ma'am?
I am from Utah.
Well, there's no single mothers there, that's for sure.
Oh, actually, sir, I am one.
You are a single mother.
And
when you say you're a single mother,
okay,
does that mean you and six other
mother.
Women have the same husband?
I drive an Escalade,
I know
they're not cheap. I don't have cloth interior.
A Cadillac Escalade is an expensive car, but not anywhere near the price of the Van Damme
Blanc. Okay. Sir,
which is a 370 horse.
What you are telling the entire listening audience is that you are a jerk. You care more for money than you do people. You do not know a child's name that you would dare strike.
Can I ask you a
question?
Why during dinner did she ask the child? Can I ask you a question?
You cannot be a father figure without acting like a father.
Did she ask this boy to have another helping of Brussels sprouts?
You don't know his name. You don't know his name.
You don't even know his name,
Ted. You want to embarrass this mother who is probably working two jobs to support them and doing all that she can.
All that she can.
She could have found her.
Why is she having a kid?
Hard-working feet to your restaurant. And get free service because you claim new car smells cost $3,000.
Well, how else is
now,
she going to pay for it?
Now, let me tell you what,
how
sir,
else is she going to pay
they
for
have
it?
A thing called air freshener.
No wonder they bought
this
15 wipes to one man in Utah. They'll never get a word edgewise.
You can get it for $2.99 at the local
East LA. Yeah, in East Los Angeles.
I'm sorry.
I can have a crown on the dash of my car.
Well, I got to tell you this, Ted. The lady's made a lot of sense, although I haven't been able to hear her because you've been running your big fat mouth.
Because she's saying things she doesn't know anything about. She's talking about new car air freshener. Are you kidding me? That's a crown on the dash, ma'am. if perhaps I was from Guadalajara, if perhaps I was on my way down to the Orange Drive-In for the flea market on Sunday, maybe I'd consider that. I got an $85,000 Van Den
Bosch. You are telling us from your attitude and from the way that you approach people.
Right.
You, first of all, do not care about humankind at all. If you care more about a car than you do people, and that you
well, if you're willing to hand Green Tree from the rearview mirror of your
first
car,
first of all,
your
sir,
business.
You are a flea on society. You are the kind of person that thinks somebody owes them something.
Right.
I don't care how you cut them.
Until you know
nobody
it's like
owes
you
anything.
Look
if
it.
You are that sensitive with
all
your
right.
car, you shouldn't let anyone in.
Thanks for your call, Katie. She was on hold a long time.
Well, you couldn't wait to get to her, could you?
Well, she had a lot of good things to say. She obviously knows the value of automobiles.
She doesn't know anything about the $3,000 new car smells. Now, that kid farted in my car, took $3,000 out of my pocket.
You don't even know that.
Phil, do you let people smoke in your car?
No, I don't smoke in my own car.
All right, then why am I supposed to let kids fart in mine? In other words, people out there don't let people smoke in their car, but when a kid willingly, with malice aforethought, and I saw the mother encouraging him for another helping of Brussels sprouts, farts into my car.
Your $85,000 Van Damme Blah.
That's right.
Which now $3,000 is off the resale.
What am I talking to myself?
You were supposed to come on this program and talk about the relative value and the relative excellence of high-performance cars. Instead, you've been spending 40 minutes talking about a little kid farting in it.
All right, I tell you what, Phil. I'll call up my sister-in-law. I'll have her bring her son over to your house. He can sit in your kitchen and let him go all morning long. You go ahead. It wasn't that it was just any kind of a fart. I don't know what she's feeding this kid, but I almost threw up.
This is a segment called...
I almost threw up.
This is a segment...
The kid's eyeballs were about to pop out as he squeezed that thing out.
This is a segment about cars, and you have been talking nonstop about a kid's farts. Eleanor, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to address Mr. Bell in terms of his problem. He's obviously got a psychological problem.
Oh, I see. And you're a psychiatrist, are you? Let's see. We just heard from the auto industry.
I have never heard such ridiculous. You're the reason that women choose to be single parents.
You hate men now, too, Eleanor?
Will you let the woman finish,
you're not
okay?
An example of what I would call a man. You definitely have mental dysfunction going on.
I'm worth $30 million.
That doesn't make you well.
Hey, look, just
because
you went, just because you went and saw Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind doesn't mean you're an expert on
brain. Your health and your mental well-being.
What did you call her?
I'm not. Forget it.
I just heard you call her something. What was it?
Forget it. I'm not going to repeat it.
I didn't hear it. What
I
was
hope
it?
You hit the dump button on it, Craig. I wouldn't repeat it, ma'am.
No, go ahead, tell her.
I'm not going to repeat it.
Don't repeat it. It's not worth it.
I said you're
But Mr. Bell, you're an example of why women choose to be single parents.
Yeah, you already said
and
that.
And I think your sister-in-law should bring charges of assault and battery against you.
I spanked a boy who has no male figure in his life. He needed it.
No.
All right.
Being a male figure doesn't mean you beat children.
Most women
really feel sorry for your children, and
right.
I'm surprised that you're allowed
giving
to breed.
Giving a child a spanking's not called a beating, but you wouldn't
I'm
know that, would you?
I'm surprised you're allowed
right.
to breed.
Thank you for...
Breed?
Breed. You shouldn't be breeding. You're the reason.
Look at Eleanor. The only one between us that's been spitting kids out is you, all right? And it's
all right. Thank you. You know,
Mr. Henry, you have allowed me to be on your program to be directly victimized by these callers. And
I heard what you called that lady, by the way, okay? And I understand that we did dump it.
Oh, you did? Well, let me say it again. I think she's a...
We dumped it again.
I said...
We dumped it again. Just forget it, man. You'll never be able to get it out. Linda, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Linda?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Linda.
Yes, ma'am.
For one, I wanted to ask this man who told him that it was going to be $3,000 to rescent his car.
It's not rescenting. When you lose the natural new leather smell of an automobile, it devalues the car on average by about $3,000. Now, I could certainly go out and get new car smell air freshener or hang a little Christmas tree for my rearview mirror. I don't choose to do that. I don't choose to go to drive-in movies. I don't choose to go to flea markets. There's things I don't choose to do.
So it's not necessarily
flea markets.
The new
That's the second flea market crack you made.
It's not necessarily the new car scent you're trying to replace. It's the scent of the leather that you're trying to replace.
Yes, ma'am. That is exactly correct.
Well, that does make a huge difference because when you're saying new car scent, you do understand that that is a sprayed-in scent. And it doesn't matter if you have an $85,000 car.
Where are you getting your information?
I work with car dealerships on a daily basis. The other thing is...
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that they spray that in? I don't think you're doing your industry much good by saying they're spraying that in.
Yes, they do. Most people know that. And the other thing is, have you ever been a Jaguar customer before?
Well, if they spray their own scent in, that's fine. But having that kid spray his scent in, I don't accept. I pay $85,000 for them to spray their scent. I didn't pay that kid nickel one to spray his sulfur egg fart...
Okay.
Well, I understand that. But have you ever been a Jaguar customer before?
Just because you wash cars at a used car lot, man, doesn't mean you...
Okay. I got to get going. Have him come back on when he gets his brains back together again after his norepinephrine or whatever his antipsychotic medication kicks in. $3,000 on the new car smell. How does he know? Just like all those people asked. No, you don't let people smoke in your car because that'll stay in the... You know, what nobody talked about was that the smoke from a cigarette will stay in the leather, but a six-year-old kid's Brussels sprout fart is not going to permeate the leather of the car for much longer than 6 or 7 days. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You see, here's the thing about sports. If I could just, this will only take a minute. This will only take a minute. And this is going to put into perspective what so many have tried to and have failed doing. Everybody says sports is a business. Well, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is, Phil. They pay people. No, it isn't. Well, what do you mean, Phil? Well, let me explain to you what I mean. Sports is the only commodity that I know of, the only product that I know of. And if you could think of another one, you let me know. You know how to dial a phone, 1-800-449-8686. It's the only product that I know of where even if it fails as a product, even if it stinks as a product, if it doesn't work the way it's supposed to work, the manufacturer still asks you to pay your money and asks you to have faith that the product will be better someday. Now, I don't know what these guys do for a living, the guys that own NFL teams. You got to understand, owning a sports team isn't how they make their money. They own sports teams because that's a billboard for how they make their money. Patrick Bowlen, the Broncos, a real estate guy. Wayne Huizenga, the Dolphins, this guy is in the rental business. He's in the waste management business. And we can go on and on and on and on. Some guys are in the software, computer software. Some guys are in real estate. Donald Trump, he's not an owner. He was in the USFL. He did construction, okay? What it does is it promotes business. Now, there's I own a football team, not because I want to make money on football, but because people say, oh, you're Phil Hendry. You're the guy that owns the Portland Assholes. That's right. Well, geez, I think maybe I want to listen to your radio show. Well, thank you very much. You like my team? Not really. If I sold a product, like a razor, let's say, and I said, see this razor? Yeah. It's a real piece of crap. But if you'll buy it and keep buying it, someday it'll be better. And I say, okay, I'll buy it. If you say it's going to be better, yes, I swear we're doing everything we can to make that electric razor better. Well, if you say, yeah, come just buy it. So you're asking me to have faith. Yes, I'm asking you to have faith. Well, now what you're doing is you're not talking business to me. You're talking religion. You're talking religion. What are you talking about? I'm supposed to have faith. I'm going to buy a house, right? Yeah, I'm going to buy a house. How's the house? Well, it's a pile of crap. It's rotten, and the kitchen doesn't work, and there's dog crap in the living room. But if you'll buy the house, I promise that I'll make the repairs and well, is there something that you'll sign proving? No, I won't sign anything. In other words, I got nothing in writing. I got no proof. I got no warranty. Just on your word and your word alone, I'm going to buy that house, that pile of crap falling down, and it's going to be someday better, according to you, if I just have faith. That's right. Well, sure. I can't pass up a deal like that. You said I sound like an idiot? That's exactly what sports fans do. We transcend the normal business transaction. We move into the world of having faith that the product that we are purchasing someday will be better. And the owners of those teams, those sports enterprises, they also would like us to have faith. So it's gone beyond business. This is now religion, baby. This is like watching Jesus going up to heaven, man. There's no other way of describing it. Art Modell operated a football team in Cleveland for years, never won a Super Bowl, got close for the AFC title game. It was good some years, it was bad some years, it was great some years, and some years it just plain stunk. And the stadium was a piece of crap, but the fans came out and they watched the team, and they had faith, because that's what Mr. Modell and all of his brethren in the NFL want us to have. Faith that someday the team will be better. Faith that someday the team will make the Super Bowl. Faith, in other words, that someday my season ticket, that I just had the money that I laid on my season ticket, is actually going to be worth something. I don't know of any other product in the world that asks you to have faith that it's going to be better someday. And these guys are trying to tell me this is a business? Don't start giving me that. Don't start playing me. I know exactly what I'm doing. I pour my guts out every year. I buy those season tickets. I go to the stadium. I leave my freaking guts on the field. You ain't going to tell me you got some business right to do whatever it is that you want to do. You do not operate a business. So all the Bill Bidwells of the world and that scumbag that owns the Seattle Seahawks, all these guys that think they're going to move their team to L.A., I am going to pour a can of gasoline over myself and set fire to myself on opening day, if any of you move your team here, in the parking lot of the Coliseum. I cross my heart and hope to freaking burn. And right when you guys move your team to the Coliseum in Los Angeles, I will self-immolate. Don't you start chucking and jiving me with your business bullcrap. What you got is you've got a quasi-religious institution that is underwritten in part by the public in much the same way that religion is. They don't pay taxes, and you guys pay damn few. There's no taxation really on a house of worship, and there are certain tax considerations for football stadiums. You guys get public assistance in much the same way that the public housing does or that a poor family does. You have transcended any independent business operation. You are in the realm of quasi-religious institution. You guys are driving around. All you cats need are them big, wide, white belts with the buckskin shoes, some kind of a processed pompadour hairdo, and a Cadillac with steer horns on the front, man. That freaking Robert Kraft, I have waited that guy to come out with a marshmallow suit and a Bible. I want to tell you now. New England Patriots. Whoa, yeah. How about that Georgia, man? If she ain't something out of a freaking O.L. Jaggers nightmare, I don't know what is. I'm not engaging in hyperbole. I'm not talking about, this is not some symbol. I'm telling you, it's a religion. And I just proved it to you. And you dumbasses are out there buying it. Me right along with you. Yeah, okay, I think I'll go to the ballpark today. Oh, what are you going to do? I'm going to watch the 0-18 team go out and, what the hell are you spending your money? Because maybe someday they'll be better. Maybe someday that... Did you have that in writing? No, what do you mean, do I have it in writing? Well, is there a guarantee that comes with your season ticket that the product that you are witnessing is someday going to be better? Well, no, what are you talking about? Well, any product that I know of, they give me a little written warranty that says that this piece of crap someday is going to be better, or you can come and kick our asses. Oh, gee, no, we don't have that. Why not? Oh, it's football. We're supposed to have...